السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Hujjaj, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved children, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM in the Eastern Springs, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we all should thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the bounties that are ever recurring and showering upon us. And therefore, Almighty Allah reminds us in the noble Quran, La in shakartum la azidannakum. And if you make shukr, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will increase His bounties and favors upon you. And when a person studies the noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that very few of my very grateful and thankful. Therefore, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, a person was performing tawaf and he read the following dua, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِّنْ قَلِيلٍ, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِّنْ قَلِيلٍ, O Allah, make me from the few. After the person finished the tawaf, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, what is the meaning of this dua that you are reciting? He said that the meaning is, I'm referring to the verse of the noble Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that very few of my servants are very grateful, are very thankful, and I'm making dua to Almighty Allah that He makes me from those who are grateful and very, very thankful. Similarly, we the Hujjaj should check and revisit our intentions. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that complete your Hajj and your Umrah for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And in that way there, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make it such that we reap all the benefits of Hajj inshaAllah. When a person studies our Salaf Salih, our pious predecessors, then we find that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 65 Hajj and 1,000 Umrahs. Imagine in a time when means of conveyance were so difficult, أَعْتَقَ أَلْفَ عَبَدٍ وَأَعْتَمَرَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ, He performed 1,000 umrahs, set and liberated 1,000 slaves free, and performed Hajj 65 times. Secondly, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he performed Hajj 55 times. When Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was asked that why does he perform Hajj so many times, he said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, that Allah Ta'ala informs us that the benefit and the gain in a prophet you will find in this world, never mind the year after, that reward is beyond our perception, comprehension. Therefore, each one of us should understand the reward of performing this Hajj with a good intention and for the love of Almighty Allah. Similarly, Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, that he performed Hajj 50 times from Iraq. So we can see that at that time already, people, for the love of Almighty Allah, were undergoing all the difficulties, and in that way there, mashallah, they would come and perform the Hajj. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah that we are today in Mina, and we have performed our Zuhur Salat already on time, Asr Salat on time, Alhamdulillah. So our program going ahead will be that inshallah we will read our Maghrib Salat here, perform our Isha Salat, spend the night here in Mina, inshallah. The Masjidul Khayf is very near us, and we find in that honorable masjid 70 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam perform salat there. Obviously, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also perform salat in that area there. Khayf, Masjidul Khayf, it means that stream of water that had risen up, and the water went inside between the two mountains, the valleys. So that is the meaning of Khayf. So we are right here next to Masjidul Khayf, Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, tomorrow after Fajr Salat, we will start a new ibadat, and that is called the Takbir al-Tashriq, from the 9th of Zil Hijjah till the 13th of Zil Hijjah. And remember that is 23 Fajr Salat, and according to the Hanafis, it is wajib, and according to the Shafi'is and the Malikis and them, it is sunnah, but we all should try and read it, inshallah. Thereafter, we should also ensure that we're going to leave for Arafat, inshallah, tomorrow by bus. 90% of the Hujjaj will be going by bus because of the intense heat, and few of them will be walking, and the reason being that it takes 3-4 hours to walk from Mina to Arafat, and therefore we are telling the Hujjaj it's better to take the bus, and when they reach Arafat they will have energy and they will have time to make dua and so forth. Because we have noticed in the past that the people many a time they are walking, and when they walking they reach there in Arafat. So inshallah tomorrow morning we will read the Takbir at Tashriq after Fajr, and thereafter Brother Hussein Khan, Brother Ashraf will call us and they will tell us which bus we must jump in into, inshallah. And remember, we all have to cooperate, because sometimes what happens, the police don't want us to stay there for a long time. And inshallah, we'll be reading Labbaik. So make sure husband, wife jump in the same bus. Father, daughter, brother, sister. Not the brother is in one bus and the sister in the other bus. That creates confusion. And then inshallah, we will embark on our journey to Arafat, which is the greatest day in our life. Especially for the brothers, sisters who have come for the first time here for Hajj. And this is a dream come true, to be in Arafat, in the state of Ihram, on the 9th of Zil Hijjah. So we will read the Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Let all of us read Labbaik thrice, inshallah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Master alayhi salam was asked, Ayyul Hajj Afdal, which Hajj is the best, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam said, Al-Ajju wa Thajju. Al-Ajju, raise your voice and read Labbaik. And Thajju, to slaughter the Hadi, what our people call the Dhamme Shukr. So Alhamdulillah, we practice on both, then we have performed the best Hajj, inshallah. So let us read the Labbaik thrice now, all together, inshallah. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الحمد لله that is the slogan of a lover والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله the people who have true iman they saying through their deeds through their actions through their speech Ya Allah I'm intensely in love with you Ramadan time you told me I must not eat, I must not drink the first 20 days. I did not eat, we did not drink, we did not fulfill the conjugal relationship. Then the last 10 days, you told us, Ya Allah, leave your home and come here and make i'tikaf. There was a progression in our love. So we went to the house of Allah. We left our beloved wives, our beloved children. Day and night, we were in the masjid for i'tikaf. When the moon was sighted for Eid al-Fitr, now the love is increasing. Al-Hajj wa shurum ma'lumat. The months of Hajj are well known. Min Eidin ila Eidin. From Eid al-Fitr, the first of Shawwal, to Eid al-Adha, the tenth of Zulhijjah. So those are the months of Hajj. And remember, Honorable Hujjaj, that we are here in Mina. Lo and behold, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, Ya Allah. Whatever you say, I am prepared to do sincerely, lovingly, and with pleasure, Ya Allah, for your love, for your mercy to envelop me, Ya Allah. So tomorrow, inshallah, we go to Arafat, the pinnacle and culmination of Hajj. So the man, inshallah, you remove your upper garment, and then you take a shower, you take a bath, take you 1-2 minutes only, and you don't have to worry of drying yourself. MashaAllah, it is 44, 45 degrees. So we see that you will get dried quickly, inshallah. And thereafter, all the brothers, when we reach there, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, so take your breakfast, and thereafter relax for a little while. There is no specific ibadat at that time. Around 12:30, the azan will go in Masjid Namira. That is where the Masjid, the Fadilatul Sheikh Hussein Ali Sheikh, the Imam of Al Masjid Al Nabawi, will render the khutbah and perform the Zuhr and Asr Salat and combine it together. 100,000 people will be there, Alhamdulillah, in Masjid Namira. But tomorrow, believe you me, brothers, sisters, I was looking at the statistics just now before the Asr Salat that came through. Subhanallah, it's confirmed, inshallah. Tomorrow in Arafat, there will be more than 2 million people. Imagine Allahu Akbar. Allah has invited us. We are the Yuful Rahman. We are the guest of Almighty Allah. When we are in Medina Munawwara, we are the mihman and duyufun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the greatest honor, to be the guest of Allah jalla wa ala, to be the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our program tomorrow will be, our brother will give azan, and thereafter we'll give you time for those brothers who want to read the whole Zuhr Salat, and they will read the sunnats. And around 12:40, 12:45, we'll give you exact time tomorrow. And we will combine the Zuhr and Asr Salat. The Imam will read 4 rakat Zuhr. Thereafter, we will read the Takbir. Thereafter, we'll read the Takbir 3 times. We'll read the Labbaik thrice as well. Then again, we will read the Asr. Then we'll read the Asr Salat. And inshallah, we will combine. Those brothers who want to read Asr separately, you will read Zuhr Salat with us, and our Salat will be around 4:30. So we are arranging for all the groups. Whoever wants to combine, I will be combining, inshallah. So those who want to combine, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform 1 hajj after it became compulsory. In the 10th year of the Hijrah, and the Master alayhi salatu salam combines Zuhr and Asr. And that is the verdict of the Shafi'i scholars, the Maliki jurors, the Hanbali jurors, and Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's 2 students, and that is Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah, whom we call Sahibain. So you are not going out of the Hanafi school. That Imam Abu Hanifa's honorable students also said, in the camps and tents, you should combine the Salat. So therefore, we combine the Salat, Zohar and Asr. When you are combining, you don't read any sunnahs. No sunnahs before, no sunnahs after. The Imam will tell you, we read in the Zohar Salat, you follow, then the Takbir, Labbaik, and then Asr Salat. What is the wisdom of all these brothers? The whole afternoon, the whole wukuf is for dua, dua, and more dua. Allah Jalla Wala is commanding us, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask of me and I will respond to you. Whatever is permissible, ask for ourselves, ask for our families, ask for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know the plight of the ummah, whether it is in Syria, whether it is in Yemen, whether it is in Palestine and Gaza, whether it is Burma and Rohingya, whether it is Kashmir or Somalia, whether it is Turkey or the other countries. So many problems are being placed on this ummah, remember, by the enemies of Islam. So cry to Almighty Allah. Remember, Arafat is the greatest day of the Islamic calendar, just like Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty and destiny, is the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. So therefore, I beg you, I appeal to you, O Hujjaj Baytillah, each one of us, don't kill time and waste time there. I saw people in Arafat playing cards. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. I saw people in Arafat sleeping most of the time. They didn't make no dua. They said, we're tired, we sleep. So remember, brothers, that is not why we have come to Arafat. So what are we going to do in Arafat? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, every Nabi, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came to Arafat. They are the greatest of personalities, and they read one dua. We all must by heart this dua, and we will read it in Arafat tomorrow afternoon, inshaAllah. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Let's read the dua of Arafat, which every Nabi read. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. We will read abundant labbaik, allahumma labbaik. And remember another dua Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made in Arafat was to beg and beseech Allah for nur, for radiance and effulgence. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi badani nura, wa an yamini nura, wa shimali nura. Ya Allah, I ask you for nur in my heart. Allah, I ask you for nur in my ears. I ask you for nur in my eyes. I ask you for nur in my tongue. I ask you for nur in my entire body. I ask you, Allah, for nur, radiance and effulgence on my right hand side, left hand side, above me, beneath me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant me nur in my blood, in my nervous system, in my entire body, Ya Allah, internally and externally. Subhanallah. That is the mercy of Almighty Allah. We know we come from South Africa, we come from Malawi, and there is load shedding. So what do we do when there is load shedding? We take one candle, and remember, we ignite so many other candles. O Muslim, on that Maidan of Arafat, at Masjid Namira, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam delivered the khutbah, the Master alayhi salam said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Take this message and propagate it to all those who are absent, who are not here. Each one of us must become an ambassador of Islam. Hajj means we change for the better. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age was asked that, O Imam, what is the sign that my beloved Allah has accepted my dua, has accepted my hajj? He said, Al-Raghba ila al-Akhirah wal-Raghba al-Dunya. I'm more inclined towards the year after, to Jannat and the promises of Allah, and this dunya, the glitter and glamour of it, I'm disinterested in it. It does not now mean much to me. That is the sign of a Hajj Mabrur, of a Hajj Maqbool. What are we going to do in Arafat, O Ummah? Remember, each one of us is a sinner. Each one of us has committed so many vices and sins. None of us are exempted. So Allah is giving us a golden opportunity to make sincere tawbah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Turn to Almighty Allah, all of you, without exception. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you are successful, so that you are prosperous. O people, wherever we are in Arafat, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai, beg Almighty Allah to make decisions in our favor, speak to Allah in any language. Dua ka maksad mangna hai, dua ka maksad padna nahi. The aim, my mother's sisters, of dua is not just to read, read, read. The aim of dua is to beg, is to beseech, is to appeal to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala repeatedly. Allah Jalla wa'ala is giving us this opportunity. Before I speak of tawbah, let me mention to you one beautiful incident. You will feel inspired. The people came to Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him that which ayat in the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, have inspired you, motivated you the most. He, Thani Athnain, the greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and Messengers alayhimus salam, was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. Listen to his answer, Honorable Hujjaj. He said, Kul, kulwi ya'malu ala shakilati. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone practices according to their own according to their own habit and fitrah and style and disposition. Remember, Ya Allah, we are weak, we are human beings, we are prone to error and mistakes and sins. Daily we will commit sins and vices. Ya Allah, you are Ghafoor, you are Rahim. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar. Daily you will continue forgiving. So that is Allah. Allah will continue forgiving and we will continue sinning. So this ayat motivated me the most. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda said. The people went to Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, and asked him, which ayat inspired you, motivated you the most? He said, غَافِرِ ذَمْ قَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ ذِي التَّوْلِ. Ya Allah, you said, غَافِرِ ذَمْ, you are the forgiver of sins, you are قَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, you accept the tawbah. Then you spoke of your punishment. He says, this ayat motivated, inspired me the most. The people went to Sayyidina Usman Zun Nurain, the one who married two daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, one after the other. Which ayat inspired you the most? He said, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafoorur rahim. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command my servants and inform them, I Allah, I am ghafoor, very, very forgiving, rahim, very merciful. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. And my punishment is very, very painful, horrible, terrible. People came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the beloved son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. O Ali radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, which ayat inspired you the most? He said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah says, O servants, you have gone beyond the limits. You've committed so many sins. But don't lose hope. Don't become disillusioned. Don't become disappointed in the mercy of Allah. People condemn us. People criticize us. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah is there to forgive all the sins. Allah says, Allah will forgive all the sins. Tomorrow, my brothers, my sisters, Honorable Hujjaj, we have to cry, we have to beg, we have to beseech Almighty Allah. We all are sinners. كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of you are sinners. The best sinner is the one who makes tawbah. The hadith. For tawbah, there are five conditions. At-tawbatu an-nadama. We must have afsos. Regret. Ya Allah, your bounties are ever recurring, showering upon us. But what did I do? You showered your bounties. The more brazen I became in committing vices and sins. So we need to feel ashamed. We need to feel remorse and regret. Afsos ki kayfiyat paida ho jaye. We must have that regret and remorse in our hearts. Number one. Number two, we all know our weaknesses, our shortcomings. Someone involved in alcohol and drugs. Someone involved in fornication, adultery. Someone involved in gambling. Someone involved in interest and riba. Someone involved in crooked business. So whatever the crimes are, say ye in Mina and Arafat, Ya Allah, I pledge to you, I promise you, Ya Allah, I am turning away from those vices and sins. I detach from those. I am placing my trust in you, Ya Allah. When we do that, Allah envelopes that person with His mercy, and see how Allah will elevate our rank and status. So number one, regret, remorse. Number two, detach ourselves current vices and sins we involve in. Number three, the rights and obligations of Allah. From the time we became baligh till now, we see we have missed so many salat, we missed so many fast, we did not calculate our zakat properly. So all this we need to fulfill and make qaza of it. Remember that. The rights and obligations of Allah. Fourth one, the debts of people, the loans we took from people, outstanding loans, debts, their rights, whatever it is, they forgive us willingly, sincerely, alhamdulillah. But remember, we have to ensure that we are settling all our debts with our creditors. Remember, we can perform 50 hajj, 100 hajj, but if we have not settled the debts with the creditors, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tuqda anhu." Remember, the person will not enter Jannah until and unless the debts are paid. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So in that way, there we all should make sure that we pay our debts. So that is what is required. Remember, the fourth one is to fulfill the rights of creation, Muslim and non-Muslim. The fifth one is tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Almighty Allah in such a tawbah. When someone asked Sayyidina Umar, what is tawbatan nasuha? He said, when you milk the cow, you milk the she camel, you see the milk never goes back. So similarly, remember that the person must ensure we don't go back to that evil lifestyle. So that is the tawbah e maqboola, the sign of a hajj e maqbool, inshallah. Yes, after the asr salat, when the some brothers make, we will combine. So around 4:45 or so, Saudi time, we will have our dua in, collective dua, inshallah. And remember, everybody should not wait for that. We all should try our level best to make our individual dua as well. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and keep it in the hands of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah for all times. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa from the enemies We all know how many times they have shut Masjidul Aqsa. This Friday again, they shut it after in the afternoon or evening. So brothers, make dua for the masajid, the madaris, the ulama, and the tabligh jamaat, and everybody, mashallah, who's doing good work, the khankas and everybody. So in dua, we must not be stingy. Those brothers, sisters who are doing welfare work. So make dua for everybody, those in the media. So we make dua for the entire ummah, inshaAllah. Don't confine the dua to ourselves and our wives and children and parents. Make dua for the deceased. I'm sure you have received so many messages for me, my father, mother, someone near and dear just passed away few days ago. So imagine when Eid comes, what they going through. So we make dua for the entire ummah, those who have passed away, and those who are alive, and those to come as well, inshaAllah. The greatest dua we should make, my brothers, sisters, we live with iman, and we die with iman. Tawaffani muslima, wa alhirni bisuhila with Allah. Let us die with iman, and unite us with the pious servant of Allah. The of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Surah 12, verse number 101. Surah 12, verse 101. Learn it, memorize it, read it, brothers. Two, three important things we should do. Everyone should read Quran Sharif abundantly. Tomorrow in Arafat, from what duha downwards, complete your Quran Sharif. From Alam Tara downwards, complete your Quran Sharif. Raise your hands and make dua. Believe you me, your duas are accepted, inshaAllah. Khatmul Quran. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah has written in Al-Adhkar. Allah Jalla Wala sends down 4,000 malaika to say Ameen to that person's duas. We in Ihram, we in Arafat. Allah has promised us. That day, the Iblis, the Shaitan, is so humiliated. He takes the dust and throws on himself. Allah is forgiving thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, inshaAllah. So we must beg Allah how to complete the Quran Sharif. The last 22 surahs, from Surah Wadduha downwards. I'll just read for you the last verses. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Read Allahu Akbar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak. When you read the last verse, Faida Faragata Fansab wa ila Rabbika Faragab, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Watini wa Zaytun. And you come to the last verse, Alaysallahu bi Ahkamil Hakimin, Allahu Akbar. So this is the Sunnah method of completing the Quran Sharif. For the last 22 surahs, from Surah Wadduha downwards, after each surah you read Allahu Akbar, or you read the whole sentence, Allahu Akbar, and La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You can read that also. Or just make shortcut Allahu Akbar and read Bismillah, and write Surah An-Nas, and then Allahu Akbar again. So that is Sunnah, Ma'ariful Quran, Tafsir Ibn Kathir, all have mentioned it. So we should try and revive that sunnah as well. Similarly, brothers, tonight, inshallah, our teams will be going out to feed the hajis. Those of you who want to join them, inshallah, after the lecture, you stay here and we'll make various teams. And inshallah, before Maghrib, after Maghrib, you can go out and feed the hajis. See, in our camps here, I see some people. They don't know which camp to go, or there's no place for them. Just now when I went to the bathroom, I saw people, 50 of them, 40 of them, they in our camp. But there's no place, or Allah alone knows. So how many hajis are like that? So maybe they got money, they don't have money, they don't have food. We are there, so we feed the hajis. It's a big thing. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. The true quality of the pious people are this, that sometimes they are taking the food and feeding for the love of Allah, sometimes feeding the miskeen, the destitute and the poor, sometimes yatima, the orphans and the yatama, wa asira, and the people in captivity, in prisons and so forth. So imagine we have a golden opportunity here, inshallah. So my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. The pinnacle of Hajj, the culmination of Hajj is Arafat, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi, after mentioning this hadith, writes, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ, that this hadith here is the mother, the nucleus of your entire Hajj activities. So all this effort, sacrifice we make is for Arafat. So brothers, for most people it comes once in a lifetime. So let us make the maximum of it, inshallah. We don't know when death will come, my brothers. Death can come today, tomorrow, any other day it can come. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aksiru zikra hazimil lazat. Remember the destroyer of pleasures abundantly. You see, we live a luxurious lifestyle, and death comes. We came with nothing. We go back without anything. Our hands are wide open. When we were born, our hands were clasped, were closed, because the baby is coming to the cruel world, the world of competition, the world of rivalry, the world of cutthroat business. So therefore, the hands are closed. We die. We just go back with our actions. Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the sage of the age, in Ghunyatul Talibin. In Ghunyatul Talibin, his famous work, he mentions the following, and it's food for thought for all of us. We have worn our ihram. If we look at it from another perspective, it is our kafan. If a person passes away here in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, he will be buried in this ihram. Remember that. So Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, is informing us, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan are being washed daily? You hear in the Haram Sharif, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى الْأَمْوَاتِ, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى الْأَمْوَاتِ وَالْأَطْفَالِ. There the janaza for male and female. The janaza salat for male, female and children. Every day after every salat, one can say. So people are now leaving this world. For them, we believe in two qiyamats, the micro and the macro. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatu. The person passed away, his qiyamat, her qiyamat started already. That's the micro. And the macro, idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. When the convulsion will come and the whole world and entire creation, everything destroyed. Kullu shay'in halikun illa waja, except Almighty Allah, the only Khaliq, the only Malik, the only Creator. Everything else destroyed. So remember, that is the power, the authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Piran-e-Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, contemplate, wonder, ponder over this. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan are being washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. But the person is so busy in the marketplace, in the malls, my sisters. The man worried about the currency. How's the dollar doing? How's the rupee doing? How's the pound and the euro doing? Oh Muslim, how are you doing? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. When we were in Medina Munawwara, I took the brothers to Baqi. When we were in Makkah Mukarrama, we took the brothers to Mu'alla. Mu'alla, learn the proper pronunciation. So we went there and we showed them, see, all these graves are going to be recycled. They're going to use it again. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person going in the grave, he is deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today my son's results came out. He passed with flying colors and distinction. My daughter just got proposed. Now we are negotiating the nikah date. the walima and all this. I just bought my new car on Jummah. The Maulana said, the Imam said, the Sheikh said, that when you buy your car on Jummah, you will get more mileage and barakat. So what happens? That each one of us, the occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورٍ مَغْرُورٌ وَكَمْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? I got my Mujamala visa. I got my courtesy visa. I'm here in Mina. We are happy. I'm happy. You happy. We all are happy. But our happiness is when our Arafat is accepted. How do we know our Arafat is accepted? My dear Hujjaj Baitillah, Honorable Hujjaj, tomorrow when the sun goes down, and now the curtain is closed on another day of Arafat, 1439, then the heart must bear testimony, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah has accepted me, has accepted my Tawbah, has accepted my Arafat. That is what we must do. Leave Arafat with a positive frame of mind. Never, ever, dear Haji, brother, sister, leave Arafat with a negative frame of mind. Cry, cry. فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُ. That if you can't cry, make your face like the crying person. Don't smoke, don't spoil your Hajj. Smoking in Ihram is haram, brothers. I beg you, sisters, that each one of us, so Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَاهِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Very soon, remember, you will be history. Death will come and we are gone. So let us make the most of it, brothers, inshaAllah. My advice to all of you who can walk, tomorrow you leave from Mina to Arafat by bus. Because it's a very long walk, 4 hour walk in the heat. It's not a joke, 44, 45 degrees. And remember, you'll be tired, exhausted, retired when you reach there. You won't have the energy to make proper dua. So that's my advice. When Arafat, the sun goes down, you then go walking, unless you can't manage. Then remember, in 1-2 hours, 2.5 hours, you'll be in Muzdalifah. In Muzdalifah, you will combine your Maghrib and Isha Salat. Everybody will do that. Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, male, female. Whether you Mukim or Musafir, resident or traveler. So remember, everybody just goes. Every bus goes in a different direction wherever we get placed. Because the police don't allow you to park here, mamnu, mamnu. They'll tell you, forbidden, forbidden. So we at their mercy. So wherever we get parking, we just enter there. And those of you walkers, just make your own groups, and wherever you are, you sure you're in Muzdalifah, then you read Maghrib and Isha there, inshaAllah. This year, oh esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and of Sirius FM, and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Wallahu A'lam, but I read this myself, and if it happens, Alhamdulillah, they said this year, 1439, Hajj 2018, the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, don't have to go and pick up pebbles. We all will be receiving a royal gift in a beautiful pouch from the King of Saudi Arabia, King Salman, and he's going to give this gift. Obviously, the people will be at designated places to give the pouch, and inside there will not be nuggets of gold, but rather there will be the pebbles to pelt the shaitan. So each one of us, mashallah, this is very beautiful, the pouch anyway. So if you get it, alhamdulillah. If you don't get it, then don't send your wife to go look for pebbles. You go look for pebbles yourself. And remember, if you're lazy or tired, then remember that our youngsters are running around there in Muzdalifah. They're shouting, Khamsa, Khamsa, Ashara, Ashara. So they're selling the pebbles. Just buy it from them. If you miss the gift, the royal gift, then just buy from the youngsters. Or you go and pick up yourself. Make intention, Hujjaj Baitillah. We are performing a 6-day Hajj. Make intention for 6-day Hajj. When we imitate and revive the Sunnah Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 3, verse 31, Fattabi'uni yuhbibkumullah. When we imitate, emulate the Master, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we become beloved to Allah. People want to become beloved to this person, that person, the politician, and no. All that is secondary, is not important. Be beloved to Allah, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and your sins will be forgiven. So imagine. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed on the 13th day of Zil Hijjah. So each one of us should try our level best that we also will spend the 13th day, the Friday, inshallah. Thursday night we sleep in Mina. Thursday we will be there. And after the Jummah Salat, inshallah, we will go pelting and then we go back to our respective hotels and residence, inshallah. So if you are pelting, then you require, for the 13th also, then you require 70 pebbles. If you're going away after the 12th Thursday, you require 49 pebbles. So brothers, in Muzdalifah, try and spend the whole night. Remember, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis allow, it's not a must, they just allow, they can leave after midnight, but better to stay. Hanafi say you must stay there and read Fajr Salat in Muzdalifah and you make wukuf in Muzdalifah. Then before Fajr, we leave and try and leave from there. The walkers will leave easily, but those by bus sometimes is difficult, sometimes easy. Those depend on the traffic. Anyway, our buses, TTW, Travel and Tour World, Brother Hussein Khan, Ashraf Muhammad, our team here, our buses from Muzdalifah don't go to Mina because of the congestion. The buses will take us to Azizia. We freshen up. Remember, no soap, no shampoo. You want to take a shower, all that is fine. I just took a shower now, 2 minutes in and out. The brother takes long for wuzu. By the time I finish, you just stand there under the shower. 1-2 minutes, you come out, put your ihram on, and you dry already. So alhamdulillah. So you do that, you don't, no soap, no shampoo. All that is prohibited in ihram. Then inshallah, on Tuesday morning, we will pelt the big shaitan only. By big shaitan, no dua. Remember the law, big shaitan, no dua. And once you pelt, remember the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik stops. So we read labbaik in Mina, we read labbaik in Arafat, we read in Muzdalifah. Pelting of shaitan, then we stop. Whether you're performing tamattu, kiran, ifrad, hajj, whatever hajj you're performing. My advice to you, if you got females, mothers, wives, daughters with you, rather go in the afternoon. In the morning, remember it is very busy. The shaitan population also has increased. When you see the shaitan, there are no more 3. There are 12 shayateen now. When you go from Mina, there are 2 floors. When you come from Azizia, Makkah, there are 2 floors. So there are 4 floors. Every floor has 3 shaitan. So you go and see whichever one you want to go in. And inshallah, that on the Tuesday, we only pelt big shaitan 7 pebbles. And you walk away. For TTW, you all got numbers. You send Hussein Khan the SMS and tell him that you have pelted. After 1, 2, 3 hours, inshallah, the confirmation will come that your slaughtering is done, your hadi is done, your dame shukar is done. The Quran calls it hadi, you call it dame shukar. And thereafter, you shave your hair. You human, once your pelting is done, and once your slaughtering is done, you can cut your own hair. You don't have to worry of this one and that one. You take a scissor in the hotel room so that you just cut your own hair. Turn your hair around your little finger. The men, if you know how to cut your own hair, you can do so. And if you can't go to the barber, remember Sahaba were all in ihram on this Maidan, 124,000. How they came out of ihram? So they cut their own hair first, then they cut other people's hair. So it is totally permissible, provided we have pelted already and provided we have slaughtered already. Thereafter, remember, everything is halal. You take your ghusl, with soap, shampoo, you come in your normal clothes. So all the restrictions are removed except husband-wife relationship. Husband-wife relationship, you can't make ziyarat of your wife until you perform tawaf ziyarat. All you men, a hungry man is an angry man, so make sure you don't mix things up. There'll be severe consequences then if you do that, remember. So you have to perform tawaf ziyarat. So we can perform tawaf ziyarat on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before Maghrib, it must be done according to the Hanafi school. Shafi school, there is no limitation. You can perform it any day as long as it is performed before your departure. And you can't combine in one tawaf, tawaful wida and tawaf ziyarat, you go 7 times, you say you made intention for both, not permissible that. Majority scholars don't allow it. So remember that, we can't do that. So my advice to you, go Wednesday night, inshallah, and the crowd is much less, especially for us who came with our females, our mothers, daughters, sisters, wives. So Wednesday night is good time, inshallah. Your mother, sister, if you are in your menses, you can't perform tawafu ziyara, and then it goes after Thursday night. Nothing to worry about. Remember, there's no penalty or anything. Make sure 100% that you are pure, you are clean. Take your first ghusl and you can perform tawaf ziyarat Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, anytime before you leave. But remember, you must perform the tawaf. And when we perform tawaf ziyarat, brothers, it will be in our normal clothes. So we will go perform tawaf ziyarat, read 2 rakat salat, and thereafter sa'i between Safa and Marwa in normal clothes. Then we come back to Mina. I beg you, Hajis, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam's direct command, khudu anni manasikakum, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, take your actions of Hajj from me. Don't do weed Islam. Not that Islam fit in our worms, fancies and desires. That is not Islam. So because Azizia is near, now we park off, we stay in Azizia, we just compelled and we go. Remember, that is not the way of Hajj. According to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, to spend the night of the 11th, to spend the night, you know the night comes first, tonight will be the night of the 9th. So to spend the night of the 11th, to spend the night of the 12th, here in Mina is wajib. If a person is sitting in Azizia, then there's no uzr, no valid excuse. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Adam will be compulsory. You will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep here in Makkah or Mina. Hanafi say is sunnat mu'akkada. There's no dam, but that does not mean that we should look for loopholes and shortcuts in our Hajj. Remember, that does not behove and befit a Haji. We are Duyufur Rahman. We are Allah's Mehman. So remember, do those actions that Allah loves, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to do. And that is the prescription to become Mahbub and beloved by Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not what people say. So I hope all of you will spend some portion of the night at least here in Mina. 11, 12, 13, the pelting is very easy. The times are all in the afternoon. You pelt the small shaitan first. You face the Qibla, there are boards there. Go one side, make Qibla dua. People say, what dua was made? I give you 4 duas. You got, brothers, people, when they perform wudu, they have so much doubt. They say, my elbow is dry, my ankles are not properly washed, maybe drops of urine came out. The shaitan is playing mind games with them. Inna lil wudu is shaitan and yuqalu lahu al-walahan. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Remember that shaitan who causes problems for us in wudu, his name is Walahan. So when you pelt in the shaitan, you say Bismillah Allahu Akbar for everyone. If you know the whole dua, بسم الله الله أكبر رضا للرحمن وترغيما للشيطان For the love of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, to disgrace and humiliate shaitan. Then when you go one side, after the small shaitan, medium shaitan, Ya Allah, protect me from Walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from Walahan. Save me from this shaitan. We read Salat. We perform Salat. You see Taraweeh, Ramadan time. The Imam by mistake read 3 rakats. 100 people behind. Allah knows where their minds are. No one corrected the Imam. The Imam got confused. The people's fuses got blown. And you find that no one rectifies him. So there's a shaitan there. That shaitan's name mentioned in Sahih Muslim. His name is Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Khinzab. So remember, Ya Allah, protect me from Khinzab. He will not confuse me and blow my fuses when I am performing my salat. Third one, the biggest shaitan, Iblis. Allahumma. Inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Today, Quran says, Shayateen al-insi wal-jinni yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din. Zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. You get shaitan in human form. You get shaitan in jinn form. And they work in cahoots with one another. They collude with one another. They make flowery speeches. And they are masters of oratory. But remember, they shaitan. They are polluting Islam. They are contaminating Islam. Destroying the true Islam of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So always remember that a shaitan in human form. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek a protection from shaitan and all his agents in human form and in jinn form. Ya Allah, I seek your protection. Then, the one dua we all know, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the shaitan. The shaitan comes when husband and wife are fulfilling conjugal rights. The shaitan comes when we go to our shop, our job. He wants to become a partner. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَإِدْهُمْ Quran says, the shaitan wants to become your partner regarding your children. Husband, wife, remember, are on the verge of fulfilling their rights. And the last thing on their mind is to read the dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Bismillah jannibna shaitan وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا So remember, now our children are rebellious, our children are disrespectful. But we never read the dua. So the shaitan became a partner. Our income contaminated, polluted, because we allowed the riba, the interest, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ The shaitan became a partner in our wealth, in our assets. The shaitan became a partner in our children. وَإِدْهُمْ And promise them all the wrong things, shaitan. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا هُرُورًا All the promises of shaitan are deception, are lies, fabrication. So each one, brothers, beg Allah. So 11, 12, 13, it will be afternoon, the belting after the small one, we make dua. After the medium one, we make dua. After the big shaitan, no dua. No on the 10th, no 11, no 12, no 13. 3-4 maslas here, you all should remember, Tawaful Wida should be the last action. Some people are performing Tawaful Wida after Tawaf Ziyarat and Sa'i. This is not right. It's totally against the teaching of Islam. You still got actions left and making Tawaful Wida wrong. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhir ahadi bil bayt. Your last action, you're leaving on the 27th, on 26th you make Tawaful Wida. You're leaving 29th, perform your Tawaful Wida on 28th. Only Tawaf, all of us from South Africa, Mauritius, Reunion, UK, Malawi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Zambia, all these countries, Africa, Europe, America, all that,
Tawaf al-Wida is compulsory upon us, except a lady in a menses. My honorable mother, my respected sister, remember, Tawaf Ziyarat, you must perform, you must perform. In all cases, all circumstances, none, no one is exempted. Tawaf al-Wida, there for the lady in menses, they are exempted. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to Makkah Mukarramah, our mother, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, her napaki haiz menses started. So therefore she made Umrah afterwards. When they were about to depart, Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, her napaki, her menses started. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Oh Safiya radiallahu anha, did you perform tawaful ifada?" Tawaful ifada, tawaful ziyara is the same. Hanafi say tawaf ziyara, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali say tawaful ifada. So she said yes. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Fine, fanfiri, you can go. You don't have to perform tawaful wida, because you got the excuse of your menses." So only ladies are exempted, and that is because of their menses and so forth. We all, we have to perform it. Now listen to the dua Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. The hadith in Ibn Majah, the Master alayhi salam arrived on the 4th of Zul Hijjah, 10th year of the Hijrah, yea, in Makkah. On the 14th, Nabi alayhi salam's departure back to Medina Munawwara, 10 days including the days of Hajj. What dua, which dua did the Master alayhi salam make? Today we remember all the soccer scores, cricket scores, shaitan scores. The things we're supposed to learn, we don't do. I sent to you my dua kitab, my Hajj kitab, my Q&A, Qurbani, whatever you want, ask, we'll give it to you. Nowadays we can sit here and just press one button, thousands of people can get it, alhamdulillah. So brothers, read all this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, made dua. Now leaving after Hajj, Allahumma ij'al hajja, Allahumma ij'al hajjana hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Allahumma ij'al hajjana, ya Allah, make our Hajj such a Hajj, la riya'a fiha, is not done to impress the eyes of people, wa la sum'a, and not to impress the ears of people. Maybe you heard, you didn't hear. Remember, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 65 Hajj and 1,000 Umrahs. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 55 Hajj. Piran Peer Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, 50 Hajj. Some of you brothers came late, so I just repeated it. Nevertheless, the last 5-6 minutes I have, my advice is to you, my brothers, the place where we are is Sharaful Makan. The time where we are in is Sharaful Zaman. The place is the most sacred, is the Haram. Makkah is Haram, Mina is Haram, Muzdalifah is Haram, Arafat is out of the Haram. Why is Arafat out of the Haram? The Quraysh, they were the trustees, they were the people in charge. They used to tell the people, we can't come out, you go out. Allah says, no. ثُمَّ أَفِيدُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَادَ النَّاسِ. You must go to Arafat, otherwise your Hajj is not valid, is null and void. Why Arafat out of the Haram? Because Almighty Allah mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, before Allah created human being, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Allah created our arwah, our ruh, our souls, and Allah asked the question, enshrined in the noble Quran, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? قَالُوا بَلَى, every one of the soul, the spirit, the ruh said, why not? In the realm of the spirits and soul, Allah says, don't come tomorrow and say, إِنَّا كُنَّا أَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ, ya Allah, I don't remember. Nay, Allah is warning us. We're going, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, tomorrow to Arafat, to renew our pledge, our covenant with Almighty Allah. I'll read it twice and then you read it. We're going to say day in Arafat, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. Read with me, O Hujjaj Baytillah, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. When we have that belief and that conviction, Allah is our sustainer, Allah is our provider, our shop, our factory, our job, all that is the superficial means. The real Razzaq, the real sustainer, provider is Allah. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Those who believe and they say from the inner recesses of their heart, Allah is my sustainer, nourisher, provider. Thumma istaqamu. They remain steadfast on that. Tatanazzalu. The malaika will come and speak to me and you before our death. What will they say, O Muslim? What will they say, O Hujjaj? Quran speaks, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا. Don't be scared, don't be sad, don't be frightened, don't be worried. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, no fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, no sadness and grief. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And they are giving you glad tidings. While we are alive, before Sakarat starts, they will say, you go entering Jannah, which Allah has promised you. We brought you to Mina. We brought you to Arafat. We brought you to Muzdalifah. Now we're making you the guest of Allah, perpetually and eternally. Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. Hospitality from Allah's side. What is Jannah? Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Allah says salam to you. The malaika says salam to you. O Muslim, enter into Dar as Salam, the house of peace, the house of tranquility, the house of Jannatul Firdaus. Tomorrow, tonight, when you make dua for your beloved father, mother, your near and dear one, brother, sister, children who passed away, don't ask Allah for Jannah only. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Hadith in Mishkat. Ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus for the marhumeen. Ask for ourselves Jannatul Firdaus. فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. That is the cream of the crop, the best portion of Jannah. So we conclude today's program and we say Barakallahu Feekum to Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan, to all the brothers there at Radio Al Ansar and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. We make a short dua, inshallah, that Almighty Allah accepts our Arafat. Allah accepts our Mina today, our Arafat, our Muzdalifah, and Allah Ta'ala brings us time and time again to the Haramain Sharifain and protects the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid Al-Aqsa. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk. Andaka ma athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka ash-shukru kullu. Wa laka alhamdu kullu. Wa laka al-mulku kullu. Wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kullu. Biyadika al-khayr. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjan mabrura. وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في الصدور ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين. Read the dua. Allah speaks of it in Mina. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس ونعيمها. اللهم اجرنا من النار. اللهم اجرنا من النار. اللهم اجرنا من النار. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. توفني مسلما وألحقني بصالحين. توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Hujjaj, we are in Mina, in the month of Zulhijjah, Sharaful Makan, Sharaful Zaman, honorable time, honorable place. Read Labbaik loudly 3 times and then we conclude the dua. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين.